This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man, it is good to have you listening. We are happy to be here at Taco Mac. Tinker is here hanging out with us.
A big bear fell on me.
Jamie is out here hanging out with us. We've got a bunch of listeners. And man, I tell you, here's the cool thing, Mike, before we get into some Falcons conversation. Bradley Pinion is going to join us coming up as part of our Strong Arm Story of the Day. And we'll Coach Shane Beamer from South Carolina, who had a huge win against Texas A&M at home last week. And we'll talk to him about the rest of the season and the SEC and the rankings, etc. But the cool thing is when our listeners get together, we always say this. They go from us to talking amongst themselves, and then all of a sudden there's conversations and arguments going on about what's going on.
It's always fun when our audience, we call it cross-pollination. Pollination. Well, all of a sudden these guys are saying, I think, man, this or that. By the way, I was just asking the question before we started this this segment. Are you worried about the injuries? We told you about the injuries last hour for guys who weren't in their cars. You still have a limited participation for both Kyle Pitts and Drake London. Drake London dealing with a hip pointer, and Kyle Pitts with that that hamstring. We all know how a hamstring heals through rest.
I'm worried. Check that. Concerned, not worried. Because I know it's not a long-term situation for either one of these guys. Concerned only because, do you need them to beat the Saints? I think most people would say, oh, of course you do. Do we? They are in disarray. And I want you to hear Coach Raheem Morris, because this is what he said to us yesterday when we were up there at Flowery Branch. And by the way, he's not taking this lightly. He understands and has been in this situation where everybody goes, oh, they're finished, and then you show up on Sunday and all of a sudden you get beat. But Coach was saying, you know, as far as the mindset heading into the Saints this weekend, this is how he's doing it.
The perception from the outside looking in is that they're a mess. The reality is what the Saints make it, right? We've been in that situation before. We've been in that situation even with us right after the draft. And we just come out and you go through your process and you got to believe in what you're doing. So whatever they got going on in the house doesn't matter to us. Our preparation has to be as if everything's in line. They're coming in all guns blazing and they're ready to go. And we got to be prepared to play our best game.
I just get worried because of all the things. Now, again, the Saints aren't the same boogeyman going back as Sean Payton's gone, long gone. Breeze is long gone. But they still have Taysom Hill, still have Alvin Kamara. You know, it's still that Saints environment in the Superdome, which, you know, you get a couple scores, you know, they get rocking down there. I'm just a little nervous about this because when we played them and we eked out that 26-24 win, that was still just, you know, the fourth game of Kirk Cousins as a Falcon. He's light years better. Bijan, I don't know if Bijan was nursing an injury. We couldn't get the run game going against the Saints in that game, if you remember.
No, they shut it down. The biggest part of that game, for those who forget, Taysom Hill gets hurt. Early in the game, he's breaking us off for 6-7 yards a pop. He goes out, and, Mike, the game changed, and we were able to take control. The problem was we didn't score a touchdown. Now, to think of how you've seen this Falcon offense operate over the last few weeks, you're like, we didn't score a touchdown? Yeah, 4 weeks ago, we didn't score a touchdown.
Our touchdown was Troy Andersen on a pick six.
Correct. And it looks like Troy Andersen may be back for this week, which would be great. The irony is he played his best game against the Saints, and now he comes back and we're playing the Saints. But if we get this linebacking core healthy, that is where I think we're going to get additional pressure. Mike and I today talking about the number of sacks. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And we had a great discussion. Go back and rewind it on Odyssey.com. And I simply said, what's the magic number? Is it 35? And you said, there's no way we'll get to 35. I said, okay, 25. Turtle said, there's no way we're getting to 25. I said, okay, then 20. And then we started doing the simple math, which is not simple. We can get to 25, 28. But you're talking about getting two sacks a game, Mike, over the next, you know, eight games now.
Yeah, and it's just something we were wondering about. A name that came up was Yannick Ngakoue. He was on the practice squad, then activated by the Ravens, and they moved him back. So if somebody else gets him, that's it. But if we wanted to get him, if he cleared waivers and goes from worst to first, so eventually we'd be picking. That's a guy you've mentioned a few years ago. I think it was 20 we talked about bringing him in. But Ngakoue, yes, he's a couple years removed from being that, you know, big-time elite pass rusher. But maybe they don't see any interest. I'm just still looking at where does it come from other than schematically changing your approach dramatically, which Coach talked about. Are we going to be blitzing? Are we going to release the hounds where the linebackers now are going to be total commitment given up and you open yourself up to some stuff underneath? You know what happens when you blitz, right?
No doubt. You do give up something. To get something, you give up something. And you have the potential of giving up explosive plays, which we've done a really good job of limiting. Here's Raheem Morris talking about the game plan to get more sacks with us when we were at Flowery Branch yesterday.
I see it in practice. Practice preparation eventually equals game reality. And that was closer to what I've been seeing every day in practice as opposed to what we've been giving to you sometimes on the weekends, right? You got to go out there and execute. The guys got to go out there and play. But you can definitely look forward to seeing more Troy. You can definitely look forward to seeing more Caden. You can definitely look forward to seeing more of those guys come in, Nate Landman, or whatever the case may be, along with the outside backers and the inside people that rush for us, are just giving more production off how they play and the way they're going to go about their business. I feel really good about the guys that we have, and I have for a while.
Right.
And I was happy to see some of the results come out so everybody else can see it as well.
Now, Big O, I want you to clip that. Practice, preparation equals game reality. Because that is what he just preached to us, meaning I'm seeing us be better than what the numbers are. We're better than this, and now it comes to life last week with three sacks. Can we do it again against the Saints?
But you are what you are, right? As Frank Zappa said, you are what you is. I mean, we just don't have that elite pass rusher unless Matthew Judon finally finds what's been missing since we got him from the Patriots, or we blitz more. I mean, I understand where he's coming from with that message, but as Randy Mack said today, it's like practice is practice. You don't tackle anybody in practice.
No, you don't.
You don't get to the spot in practice.
Nope. You don't. I'll get back to this. I don't think there's a magic number, because if there was, all these teams that I talked about a week ago that didn't win the Super Bowl who had 60, 70, 65, 55 sacks, then they would have done it. We're coming back. Bradley Pinion's going to join us, punter for our Atlanta Falcons. He's doing something really cool. Stay tuned and find out what it is next. Yo, 92.9 The Game. We're at Taco Mac, one of our favorite locations out here.
Dallas Highway, Marietta location.
Yeah, man. And we told our listeners, some of them said, well, how often are you guys out here? We've been kind of going out here once a month at least, going back between this location and obviously the Woodstock, which we absolutely love as well. But it's good to see new faces out here, Mike, and friends. And as a matter of fact, listeners calling their family to come out here. Hey, yes. Dukes and Bell's out here. You got to get out here.
We've got three different conversations going down right now at the bar. Will the Falcons ever get to 25 sacks? And did those last three Star Wars movies suck? So I know Carl feels they were good and have redeemable qualities. I disagree. Carl feels we will get to 25 sacks. I'm hoping we can. Maybe that comes through the blitz this weekend in New Orleans.
Well, a guy that doesn't have to worry about that is a guy that can really kick the football.
Boom. It's like a mortar round.
Oh, my goodness. Bradley Pinion joining us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, and we're getting Bradley on. First of all, he's great at his job, and congratulations on all the success, Bradley. Secondly, you're doing something really cool in the community next week, and we wanted to let all of our listeners and Falcon fans know about it. But before we get to that, man, how you feeling about where the squad is right now?
Man, I'm pumped about where we're at. It's been an interesting few years since I've gotten here, and when Raheem came and this coaching staff that we have and the team that the organization's built this year, man, it couldn't be a more awesome team to play with out there on the field. We got a great group of brothers in the locker room. We all play for each other. I'm super pumped about the rest of the season and how the team's looking, and hopefully Falcon fans are too.
This guy's a Super Bowl champion, 10 years in the league, so as Carl said, pretty good at what he does. So basically, we're at practice, and we watch all the other guys doing their thing, and basically it's just you and Koo smoking cigarettes over there on the side. I mean, is there too much practice for a punter? You jack up your leg? Where do you find the balance to do what you do?
Yeah, no.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Kind of like a pitcher in baseball. You know, you can only pitch so many days in a row. It's the same thing with kicking. You're using the same muscles over and over and over again. So you can only practice so much and do the same thing over and over again and still have yourself ready for game day. So we definitely have it a lot easier than the rest of the guys on the team in practice. Practice twice a week and then have game days. And it's a good little gig, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, listen, if I had to do it again – I would be like, how do I kick this thing?
I always say everybody could have raised their hand when they asked you in middle school.
You know it's true because everybody's like,
I was just the one smart enough to raise my hand.
Oh, my God. It's funny because, Brandon, I mean, I was a long snapper in high school. That's as far as I got. So, I mean, Bradley, that's about as good as it got for me. But it's an important job because, like, just last week with the coup, should we talk about the botched point after?
Well, yeah, because I was screaming, Bradley, just throw it away. Who were you looking for down the field?
You know, see, this wouldn't have happened if I just caught the ball to begin with.
Yeah.
That's my first one. That's my first one in my whole 10-year career.
Wow.
And I'm still beating myself up about it. I'm not even going to lie to you. But I'm just happy it was on an extra point and not a field goal and in a game where we were kind of winning pretty good. So.
Fair enough. Yeah, man. Well, listen, nothing bad happened there. It's Bradley Pinion, guys, joining us here. All right, let's talk about this event. First of all, we're dog lovers.
Yep.
This is a play date, player play date, that's going to happen next Tuesday. I'm giving you the time, 4 yep. until 7, okay? And tell us what this is benefiting and how did you get involved with it? Because this is where you can bring your dog out, guys.
It's a fetch park over Midtown West off Chattahoochee.
It's really cool to be a part of it. Go ahead and tell us what this is about, Bradley.
Yeah, so this is it's called Player Play Date. It's at Fetch Park, like you said, over at the Works, next Tuesday, November 12th, 4 to 7. And it's bring your dogs, bring your kids, enjoy some music, and also in support of local animal shelter, Paws Atlanta. I have three dogs of my own, and I've adopted two of them, and adopting dogs is something near and dear to me and my wife's heart. And so anytime an organization reaches out with something like this that we can raise awareness for dogs in shelters. We're all for it. So they reached out and asked if it would be something I'd be interested in being a part in, and I said absolutely. So I'm super excited to get out there and meet some fans, meet their dogs. I'm not going to bring any of my dogs. Mine would not behave the whole entire time. So, but I'm excited. I'm super excited to get to meet the fans and just hang out and enjoy playing with some dogs, some kids, shoot, maybe some grown men, who knows. And it's just going to be a fun event benefiting a local rescue that does great things.
That's right, man. Paws does a great job, guys. Get the details. Just basically search Bradley Pinion or just search LaFetch Park, and you'll find the information on this one.
PlayerPlayDate.com.
That's the one.
Yeah, PlayerPlayDate.com. You can get your tickets next Tuesday, November 12th from 4 to 7.
Hey, man, this team looks special. I know that you've been here for a number of years. You're really a really good team, obviously, down in Tampa Bay. What do you think? I mean, we know that you're a punter, so you're not having all the interaction with Kirk Cousins, but almost everybody to a man we've spoken with talk about the energy of Coach Ra and what Kirk Cousins has brought to this team.
I'm just going to sit here and echo exactly what those guys say. Kirk Cousins is a phenomenal human being. He's detailed in his work. We actually sit beside each other in team meetings, and he asks questions about special teams. He's just locked in on every single detail. And he has his process, and he is diligent to I won't say to a fault, but to an exceptional ability. He's super diligent. And Ra, the energy that he brings to this team, with this young team that we have, because we are very young. I think I'm like the fourth oldest on the team, which is saying something. And just the energy he brings to this team and the way he communicates his vision and his goals for our team is something I've been fortunate. I've been around a lot of really good head coaches, and he's a really good head coach. He knows how to motivate the guys and gets the guys to play with all their heart.
Bradley, did you think you'd be doing it this long?
Man, I had a goal when I set out. I said I wanted to hit double digits. I'm hitting double digits this year, and I want to play many, many, many more years to come. So it was a goal. Whether I thought it was going to be a reality or not, I don't know. I kind of pinch myself every day. But it's a dream to play in this league, to be able to provide for my family, playing what I like to call a child's game and doing something that I love each and every day. It's truly a blessing. So did I think it was going to be this long? No, absolutely not. I think the average NFL career is like 3 years.
Yeah.
So definitely beat the average, and hopefully many, 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 many more here in Atlanta. We love it here in Atlanta. The fan base is phenomenal, and it's not too far from home for us. So.
Right.
Again, guys, playerplaydate.com is the website. Bradley, we appreciate you jumping on with this, man. Thank you so much. Good luck on Sunday against those Saints, and let's go get another win, man.
Yes, sir, absolutely.
Thank you so much. Great event. Fun for you, your pup. Take the dogs. He said his dogs can't handle it, Mike, and we get that. Some dogs are, you know, they're overzealous, and you know, they're all over everybody else's pet. But if your dog behaves somewhat and you want to take them out there, it's a great event to take them out there to.
Pretty cool, man. You know, we're big dog lovers on this show. And sad news today, by the way. We mentioned this earlier because tonight is Thursday Night Football with the Ravens taking on the Bengals. For guys who follow Kirk Herbstreit, his dog Ben did apparently pass from cancer. They've been trying to be aggressive with the radiation treatment, the chemo and all that. But anybody, again, Carl and I have been through it, and a lot of our listeners have been through it. So, you know, cherish your puppy and be at the event. Seems like it'll be a lot of fun. And I wonder how Kirk will be able to handle it, because I know – you and I have been through this, man. It's brutal. And people who don't have pets, I just don't think they understand the connection.
I didn't come to work after Mikey passed because that was so abrupt.
Right.
And Max just killed me. So I don't know either. If I'm him, Mike, and he's not there tonight, could you hold it? I'm not holding that against him.
No, not at all, man. So again, guys, appreciate Bradley coming on, and he's been really good. You know, other than it's funny, he's cool. He's a good sport, joking around about the botched snap there on the coup point after attempt. But this guy, it's something I guess we kind of take for granted. But he's been really good at it. Now our teams, other than a couple of long returns, we've been able to sniff out those fake punts. Matter of fact, we're playing the Saints, and we talked about this earlier when we played the Saints back in Week 4. The touchdowns came from the Troy Anderson, you know, pick six. And then we had the Kadarrell Hodge, remember the botched kick in the end zone?
That's right.
And that's how we got our 14 points. And everything else was coup. It was four Younghoe Koo field goals.
Yeah, I think that changes. Obviously, we hope it does. This offense is evolving each and every week. They're going to be a lot better this time around. And the Saints are certainly not what they were 4 weeks ago when we played them. Just from a personnel standpoint, they got to, you know, we talk about our injuries and practicing and who's available. They are banged up a lot more than we are right now. And I'm just curious to know what this coaching change means, Mike. You know, I mean, sometimes guys buy in Sometimes guys
just further tune out.
Correct.
Right. Well, the coach got the first time. So I don't know. We've seen both sides, but we've seen where teams get energized from the change. You know, sometimes, you know, you think about, like, who was it? I always botched the name of the Raiders interim coach who took them to the playoffs.
Bisaccia,
who got them going. And obviously, you could argue Raider fans would say maybe they should have kept him and retained him as opposed to go looking for other guys. And then it was Josh McDaniels who wound up with that gig.
We're going to talk with Coach Shane Beamer from South Carolina coming up in mere minutes, guys. He will join us to talk about the SEC and what's going on with this team. We love Shane. He's done a really good job. Of course, he was part of Kirby's staff at Georgia. Took this opportunity, Mike, and we always debate, oh, well, what can South Carolina be and how good can they be? I'm going to say I think he's overachieving this year. I think he's done more than what was expected and certainly more with less as he continues to build this program to try to get it where he wants it to go.
He's ready to rock and roll. The head coach of the University of South Carolina Gamecocks, Carolina football. Man, did it look electric or what? It always does at Williams-Brice. But if you didn't see the A&M game, the run game, the physicality against a physical team, Shane, congratulations, man, on an awesome win.
Appreciate that. Yeah, it was definitely an electric atmosphere. And that was a very physical team we were playing, and that was a very physical game for sure.
Coach, did you go in with the goal to run it as much as you did? I mean, you guys ran it down their throat, and that was the surprising thing for me is to see them the week before, and they looked so stout against LSU, and then you go, okay, what's going to happen to South Carolina? Was that part of the plan going in?
Yeah, I mean, we knew it was going to be a struggle. That's a really good defense. That's a really good defensive line. I mean, all four of those guys on their defensive line are going to be high draft picks and play for a long time in the league. So we knew we needed to be creative with the run game and to be able to generate yards. Did I think we were going to go in there and run for almost 300 yards like we did? I'd be honest with you, probably not. But, you know, our guys did a great job. And we talked about it all week and challenged our ball carriers that we're going to have to break some tackles. And this defense is really good. And our offensive line, we need you to play great. But we also got to break some tackles. And our quarterback did a great job. Running back did a great job. Tight ends, receivers. And it was a great team effort.
Shane Beamer's with us, guys, on the WaitForIt.com hotline. I know we spoke to you, I think it was last summer, Shane, and you had some injuries on the defensive line. You had guys that left in the portal. How were you able to turn things around? And, you know, did you find that balance between the portal and recruiting?
Yeah. One of the keys for us was to be able to keep so many of our top guys around here on the line of scrimmage, especially. Our top three defensive tackles, they are older guys that have been here since 2020 or 2021, and they all came back. We needed to get them some help because we did not have a lot of depth last year on the defensive line, so we were able to go to the portal and bring in a couple defensive linemen. We needed to get better at the edge position, being able to rush the passer, and we obviously went out and got a guy from right there in Atlanta, Kyle Kennard, that was at Georgia Tech last year, and Kyle's come in and had a elite season to this point, has done a great job, and then being able to pair him with a really talented freshman and Dylan Stewart, that changes your that makes your defensive line, who I think was already pretty good to begin with, a lot better. And then same thing on the offensive line. We return our center. He's an older guy, and we were able to bring in some portal guys to put around him as well, along with some talented true freshmen.
I think, Coach, first of all, you guys should have won against Alabama. Sorry, Bama fans. Secondly, you're a win away from a bowl, right? How much are you stressing that to the kids? And is this where you expected to be? Because I said to Mike before you came on, it's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. You're doing a hell of a job. And I actually think, Coach, you know, you've overachieved from what people thought this might look like this year as you continue to build there. Did you expect to be where you're at?
Yeah, I appreciate you. Appreciate you saying that. In our minds, we did. We were very confident going into the season, and I'm well aware that no one outside our program thought we were going to be worth a crap this year. I realize that. But also, we were very confident and going into the season because, I mean, we played some pretty good defense down the stretch last year, and you know, we held Kentucky to 14 points. Clemson did not score an offensive touchdown against us last year. And and we somehow lost that game. So we brought back everybody in our secondary except one corner who got drafted by the Patriots. We brought back our top two linebackers. We brought back our top three defensive tackles. We added some talented players around them. And then from an offensive standpoint, I know it was easy for everyone to look at it and say, well, you lost Spencer Rattler and Xavier Leggett, so you're not going to be very good. But it goes beyond that. We brought in a really talented running back in Rocket Sanders from Arkansas. We knew Lenore Sellers was going to be a really good quarterback, and we felt like we had gotten better on the offensive line. So, you know, as far as records and all that, I don't know what exactly we thought it was going to be going into the season. I knew we were going to be better than what people thought. And as far as getting bowl eligible this week, obviously that's always the goal. Whatever goals you have in the postseason, you got to get bowl eligible for the postseason first. But we haven't really talked about it. Our guys know we've really done more emphasizing of let's just go, you know, 1-0 this week. And that's always our mentality, one game seasons. And I know it's cliche and all coaches say it, but that's really where we are. Let's go 1-0 this week. But we also know, by going 1-0, we know what comes with that, and that's the chance to, you know, be bowl eligible. We'd be the first South Carolina team since 2011 to win three SEC road games, which is a huge accomplishment in this league. So we got a lot, certainly this weekend, that we know we can accomplish, but we also know it's going to be a big challenge because Vanderbilt obviously is having one heck of a season.
Right. It's a great story, man. Shane Beamer's with us. You talk to Kirby at all? I mean, I know the season gets busy. Do you still take – for those who don't know, Shane was on staff at UGA, Kirby's first 2 years in Athens.
Yeah, we text back and forth. You know, he's a – I learned a lot from him. He's a friend. He was one of the first people that texted me after the game the other night to congratulate us, and which I appreciate. And I don't spend a lot of time talking to anybody during the season other than high school recruits and my family. And I'm sure Kirby's right. The same way, but he's somebody that I've got so much respect for that I know I can pick up the phone and call if I ever have a question or want to bounce something off of him. And then we keep in touch through text just throughout the season and throughout the year.
By the way, as a follow-up, tell me you had some recruits at that game against A&M.
Yeah, did we? we had a bunch here as well, and it was a huge selling point for us, obviously. And then we had a lot of recruits that weren't at the game that watched the game on television that we heard from as well. So, you know, you could certainly feel the energy and excitement through the television screen, and it was great to have so many people watching that game. I think there were 6 million viewers that watched that game the other night, so a lot of people saw what Williams-Brice Stadium and Gamecock football is all about.
Coach, how are you navigating this NIL? I mean, I don't want to talk specifics, but I've talked to some coaches around college football, and they're like, this is tough, man. Like, you know, this isn't what we thought it might be. How do you feel about it? And I know you're in the midst of a season, but are you one of these coaches that feels like, hey, we still have to change some of this stuff to get it where it needs to be?
No, it's a challenge. There's no question about it. I mean, there's so many dynamics to it that all of us as coaches are still trying to figure out because we're all going through it for the first time. And everything is constantly changing, whether it be NIL coming into play, then it turns into, you know, different rules and laws in different states. Now there's revenue sharing coming to college athletics, and we're all, you know, going through this for the first time and trying to learn. It's certainly a challenge. It starts to me with bringing in great people into your program, recruiting really good kids, bringing in really good young men from the transfer portal so you get the right kind of guys in the locker room, and then just being honest with players and families and not over-promising and under-delivering, but just being very real and upfront and honest with guys as well. You know, it's a challenge. There's no question about it. But there's a lot of really good that comes out of it as well. You just got to make sure you manage it the right way. It starts with the people you're bringing into your program.
Coach, you guys have shown that you can beat anybody in the SEC. It's Shane Beamer. But here comes Vandy.
Right.
And you talk about one of the surprise stories of the year. Coach, what do you see in this team on film as you're preparing for the Vandy game?
Yeah, they're doing a great job. You know, obviously it starts with the quarterback. He's come in and what a great story he's been, and they go as he goes in so many ways. I mean, you can tell he is the leader of that team in all three phases. But they're just doing the things that you got to do to win games. You talk about the portal and all that. I mean, they've brought in some guys in the portal that have helped them, certainly the quarterback position, but an offensive lineman that's made them better on the line of scrimmage, a couple defensive linemen and a defensive back that have made them better on defense. And then, you know, I think Coach Lee's a great coach, and they've done a really good job of just doing the things that you have to do in order to win football games. They don't turn the ball over. They don't get penalized. I think they're the second least, or they I think they're the least. They're leading the SEC and not turning it over. They're the least penalized team in the SEC, and they lead the SEC in time of possession. So it reminds me so much, being at Virginia Tech with my dad, it reminds me so much of, you know, Paul Johnson's old Georgia Tech teams, because what Vandy's doing on offense, they're running some triple option elements, and they're able to control the ball. And it's just one of those games where, very much like when you played Georgia Tech with Paul Johnson, you weren't going to get a lot of plays and possessions on offense. And it's one of those things, you're playing pretty well, you feel like it, and then you look up in the fourth quarter and it's 20-14 and you're in a dogfight. And that's what they've done a great job of doing this year, and they've got really good players doing it as well.
Well, Shane, it's always great catching up with you, man. And I do love the fact that every time I watch a South Carolina game, at the end you're surrounded by cheering fans and state troopers. It's always a good look, man.
Yeah.
Keep it up.
That's a good thing. When the fans are cheering you and not booing you after games, that's a positive. Let's keep that rolling.
We have, Coach, just so you know, we have called Ray and told him you need a raise.
Okay.
Well,
we've started that process for you. Yeah, Ray Tanner is the AD there, guys. Go ahead, Coach.
Yeah, keep calling him, but let's make sure we give some of that money to NIL, too. We need that all.
No doubt. Get on the cockaboos.
Hey, Coach, right. Good luck this weekend. Keep doing it, man.
All right. You got it. Thanks, fellas. Go Gamecock.
That's Shane Beamer.
Right on.
And as cool and authentic as they get, he said, I thought I heard Kirby there for a second.
Right.
Bring in good people.
Right.
Right. He was talking about NIL. Don't overpromise. Like, I'm not going to tell you I'm going to give you something that we can't do. Like, it's totally that mindset.
Right.
And that's why, listen, he can coach. We know that. But they're having a really good season, and he continues to build that thing.
And again, it's both ends of that portal spectrum. He got burned by other teams taking last year. This year he took and was able to balance it, right, and find. And that game plan against A&M was just
It was great.
Perfect.
Really that's why I said, dude, they had 200 and – 300 yards rushing with the quarterback.
You know, again, we're not going to get George. Why are you talking South Carolina? Because we can. You know, and he's a good dude. It was a big game. And hopefully George will do the same against Ole Miss. The money behind Ole Miss, in light of what he said, we'll get into that in the 6 o'clock hour. There's huge expectations from Ole Miss boosters for this game specifically. We'll tell you about it.
All right. Stay there. A lot more to get to. We're live at Taco Mac. This is the Dallas Highway location, guys, is where we're at, right here in Marietta. And, of course, the 5 o'clock hour is brought to you by our friends at Buffalo Wild Wings, where it's Boneless Thursday, guys. Buy one, get one boneless wing. Ole Miss game and how important it is to Ole Miss going into Saturday.
Well, there's an article, and there's a couple of them about this. Sporting News has one. SI's got another. And they're talking about where Ole Miss is in the pecking order. You and I were talking about this earlier, not trying to be a Weisenheimer. You know, Lane Kiffin's never won a big game. He's just never won a big game. He bankrolled the Tennessee job into the USC job after getting fired for the Raider job. Nick Saban throws him a lifeline.
He's had some great jobs.
He's fallen up. He's literally fallen forward and upward every time he's gone somewhere.
Yeah.
And it just seems like for a school that has expectations of, I'd like to think most, like anybody else is an SEC fan, you feel your school has a shot to win a title. Well, SEC, Ole Miss boosters certainly feel that way. They've thrown $10 to $12 million into NIL for Ole Miss this season. And if you notice, and I heard Randy talk about it earlier today on Andy Randy, they've really beefed up their offensive line, the trenches. We know that Ole Miss puts wide receivers in the NFL and sometimes quarterbacks. They've always had the skill position guys, but this is a year where they've got the trenches. So it is interesting. I wonder how some of those Ole Miss boosters, you throw that kind of money in, and then you lose to LSU the way they did. I mean, that was a heartbreaker of a game.
It was.
And then, of course, earlier in the season, after they lost to Kentucky, that kind of validated Georgia's performance against Kentucky. But getting back to the initial point, this is kind of the bulwark because, according to this article, Lane Kiffin says, to go toe-to-toe with Georgia, we've got to get more NIL, we've got to get some more money in here. So, like anything else, I'm not saying Lane went to a bookie, but you got to pay this off. So extra added pressure on Lane Kiffin for Ole Miss to win. Number one, they lose three, they're out of the college football playoff, and this was kind of the benchmark that you kind of wanted to build your NIL around, and he's dug deep into the transfer portal to build his trenches.
You can't in this day and age, and that's, you know, again, I'm sure Coach Beamer or any of these coaches in the offseason will dive deeper. He says it's something we all have to navigate, but here's what I'm getting to. You can't ask your money folks to give you more and not win these big games. Because, Mike, eventually they're going to move on, regardless of what they may think of you. And Lane Kiffin, by the way, to your point, great coordinator, right? You could literally say Saban revitalized his career by giving him a shot to come to Alabama. And everybody said, what the hell are you doing? And he was terrific. He's always been a great offensive mind.
Right.
But that doesn't mean that in these big games where you are at home, this is the advantage. Ole Miss is at home. They do have a really good offense. You're scoring 42 a game. Last year, nobody expected you to come into Athens and win. This is a different situation, and you spent more money by going to the money folks and saying, I need more. Okay, this is why there's pressure on Ryan Day to get it done. I told you guys this. Nobody spent more in NIL than the University of Texas and Ohio State. When you start talking about $20, $24, $25 million in NIL, you're getting any player you want, Mike.
Right.
So he's got pressure this weekend.
And remember, guys, it was 2022 where we all kind of raised our eyebrows. Ole Miss came up with $10 million? That's the first time they got $10 million for their collective. And the original article, by the way, it's the New York Times.
They don't have Georgia money,
no.
But they got a lot of money.
I know. It's New York Times. It's behind a paywall, but you can find it. Just search it. But basically saying that at some point, Lane Kiffin's got to pay off the investment. Three losses is not paying off the investment. You know, they're already upset, very upset about the LSU game. So this is a must win. Not that it makes it a bigger game than for Georgia, but they've got to be able to win this. If you're Ole Miss, Georgia's defense going up against their defense, more sacks than anybody. They pay for those sacks, literally.
Well, listen, that's the world we live in now. I have no issue with it. The days, and it's always been this way. You know, we used to say, oh, well, they just get the best players. No.
NIL. Now it's legal.
Yeah, not really. You got that guy because he was good and you needed him and you did what you needed to do to get him. But I think this is, you're right. I think this is a big spot for Lane Kiffin. And by the way, if they are able to pull off the upset, and by the way, I do not think they will, unless Carson Beck wets the bed.
And as Barbara Dooley said, he's got to stop throwing those interceptions.
He does. But if they do, then he can continue to build on what he's asking for. Great stuff. We're going to come back. We got a big 6 o'clock hour straight ahead. It was a coming out party for him. We'll tell you more about the Falcons injury update because it matters heading into Sunday with the Saints. And we're live at Taco Mac, guys. By the way, Dallas Highway in Marietta.
Danny Cannell, speaking of college football, we'll get his take on it. Danny's always a great guest, and we'll get into everything about the rankings. Does he feel it was just simply some grandstanding by the committee to put Ohio State ahead of the Georgia Bulldogs?
It was.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski, In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.